personal experience. More than anything, I wanted to help inspire others to give art therapy a try. It's helped me so much. Wendy's art exhibition at PSPA's event in Scotland. Wendy Blacklock was working as a secretary when she received her diagnosis of PSP at 62. As her symptoms progressed, Wendy found it hard to adjust. She'd always been busy and active, whereas now she hardly left her home. A referral to a specialist palliative care centre gave Wendy the opportunity to pick up a paintbrush during an art therapy session, giving Wendy a new passion to focus on. Wendy said, "I'd never done art before. I was terrible at drawing when I was at school, so my palliative care team first suggested I try a block of art therapy sessions. My first instinct was to say no, but the art therapists were really inspiring and eased me into it. After the first session, I was hooked. I absolutely loved it. I go every Thursday, and for the last 2 years, it's been the highlight of my week. It's helped my coordination, and it gives me such a welcome break from thinking about PSP. I also paint at home. It's given me a focus, and I feel like I've captured something of my old busy life again." When Wendy shared with PSPA how much she had benefited from art therapy, the team asked Wendy if she'd be willing to share some of her art at the Family and Friends Day in Scotland. The event at the Barrack Conference Centre in Stirling, held in July, was a big moment for the charity, having been over 5 years since PSPA had been able to hold an event in Scotland. More than 40 people attended the event and heard talks from health and social care professionals involved in the care of people with PSP and CBD. Talks included an overview of physiotherapy and how we can support symptom management, and an overview of the support services PSPA offers. Carol Armixvand, Director of Service Improvement and Development, said, "It was fantastic to see so many people on the day, a super chance to raise awareness of PSP and CBD and meet some of those we support in Scotland. During lunch, people were able to see Wendy's art and hear more about the benefits of art therapy. Wendy said, I'd never shown my art before, so I was excited to share it as PSPA's Family and Friends Day. A selection of paintings were shown on the screen, and I brought along some originals too. More than anything, I wanted to help inspire others to give art therapy a try. It's helped me so much. I'm also selling my paintings to raise money for PSPA. After lunch, we welcomed over 50 health and social care professionals to the study day session. Paula Hewitt from the Atypical Parkinson's Clinic in Ayr opened the session with a presentation on symptoms and management of PSP and CBD. Paula was followed by Helen Carton, specialist physiotherapist, who presented 3 case studies and discussed ways in which physiotherapy can support patients as part of a multidisciplinary team approach. After the break, Gillian Beaton, speech and language lead in Glasgow, gave an informative presentation on speech and swallow in PSP and CBD. After the warm welcome we received in Scotland, PSPA is now looking to organise a similar event in Wales. Watch this space. Interested in being involved? Please contact Julia Brown, helpline at pspassociation.org.uk, if you're a health or social care professional working in Wales and would be interested in being part of the presentation schedule.